When you think of great players, all-time great players in baseball, certainly Stan Musial is on my list. When you look at 22 Major League seasons, all of those with the Cardinals, it's amazing. I can't imagine someone being able to play that long in Major League Baseball. It's so difficult to do nowadays. A three-time National League MVP, won 7 batting championships, and he was 20 times an All-Star. And if you look at his statistics, he's in the all-time top 10 in hits, also doubles, runs, RBIs, walks, and slugging percentage. And, of course, in the 1955 All-Star game, he hit a 12th-inning home run that won that ball game, and he batted .310 or better for 16 straight seasons. Stan, good evening to you. Nice to have you back on Sports Byline. It's been a while, my friend.
Yeah, good. Nice to be with you.
Stan, when you take a look at all the things that you did accomplish in baseball, what are the ones that mean the most to you?
Well, I guess getting 3,000 hit was a highlight because not too many ballplayers got 3,000 hits. I think I was number 8, and that was one of the highlights. And of course, I won 7 batting titles. That was some highlight. But I guess the biggest of them all was going in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Stan, when you take a look at the game of baseball, what is the hardest thing to do in baseball? Is it hitting? Is it being able to hit for percentage, for slugging percentage, for average? What is it that is the hardest thing in your mind about playing this game?
Well, the hardest thing to do, hit 300 every year and being the top outstanding player during your days, and if you have consistency and do it year in and year out, why, that's how legends are made.
I mentioned about the fact that you hit .310 or better for 16 straight seasons. That is consistency. how difficult was that for you to do? I mean, what was the essence of that ability to hit over 300 for such a long period of time?
Well, I could always hit. I had great confidence in hitting, and I learned how to hit against left-handers. And the thing I'm proud about is this: that I hit .331 against left-handers and .331 against right-handers. So, I would say that's consistent.
The other thing is that I have to kind of laugh to myself. Nowadays, we hear about batting coaches' philosophies and working with hitters and everything. Did you guys have even batting coaches back at that time?
I would listen to one of our coaches, and if I wasn't hitting the ball good for two or three days, I'd have our coach watch me and. And I only listened to him, and then I would go out to batting practice and try to correct it. But if you listen to too many people telling you what you're doing, how to hit, why, it's confusing.
I understand you once told Roger Kahn that you knew what pitch was coming by seeing the rotation on the ball. Were you that good? Was the eyesight that good, or
well,
did you just anticipate?
Not so much the rotation. I hit off the speed of the fastball. When I was on deck circle, I watched how hard the pitcher was throwing, and I could judge his fastball. So I hit off the fastball, and if it didn't come up there that split second, I knew it was something else, a curve or a change.
I remember talking to Tony Gwynn about hitting, and also I had an opportunity in the early part of my career to spend some time with Ted Williams when he was the manager of the Washington Senators, Stan. And they both said the same thing at one time, and I was reflecting on it the other day, about the good hitters are the ones that don't try to do too much with the pitch that they're getting. They go with the pitch that they've got. Is that true in your opinion as well?
That's the most important thing, the knowing the strike zone, plus not trying to pull the outside pitch, going with the pitch. The toughest pitch to hit and pull is an outside pitch. So if you go with the pitch, it's really to your advantage.
Who were the pitchers that gave you the most difficult, if any did? I mean, you hit over 300, so not that many did. But who were the ones that really challenged you as a hitter?
Well, some tough ones was Johnny Vandermeer from Cincinnati years ago. He was a hard-throwing left-hander, you know, and he was one. Of course, Sandy Koufax was tough out there in L.A. And a guy by the name of Ken Raffensperger, he didn't throw hard, and the ball looked big as a balloon coming up, but before you knew it, you were 0 for 3. But of course, I was fortunate enough to take care of most of the rest of them.
Did somebody like a Juan Marichal, who had the big kick, kind of deceptive delivery, was that a problem for you?
No, Marichal threw straight overhand, you know, and for a left-hander, it wasn't too bad. And, of course, playing in Candlestick, I like Candlestick because being a left-hand hitter, why, the wind always blew to right field, so I like that.
A lot of people did not like Candlestick because of the reasons that you indicated. Did it become mostly psychological for those people that didn't perform very well there? Did they let the wind, did they let the elements get to them and hurt them psychologically?
Well, they probably did, but it was tough for a right-hand hitter hitting into Candlestick, and the wind blew in so hard from left field, and of course, if it hadn't been blown so hard, why, I'm sure Willie Mays would have had a lot more home runs.
Stan, one of the things about your 7 batting titles that impresses me is that you were able to stay consistent. Did you ever get in any type of prolonged slump during those batting years that you won the title?
Well, I think I went about 5 or 6 games of that, 16 or 17 times, but the secret to a good season is this. You don't let that slump carry on for 2 weeks, because 2 weeks can ruin a season. If I wasn't hitting the ball good for 2 or 3 days, I did something about it. So it's very important not to get into too many slumps during the course of the year if you want to hit well over 300.
One of the things that does impress me in your record is that you're in the all-time top 10 in walks, which means you were very discerning about the pitches that came up to the plate. How did you look upon walks? Did you see them as base hits, as good as base hits, because they could help your team?
Well, you know, walks are a very important part of baseball, and of course, by walking, it meant you knew the strike zone. I think today, too many hitters swing at too many bad balls and don't know the strike zone. That's one of the great assets of hitting, is knowing the strike zone.
Stan, hold on just a second. We'll only keep you a little bit longer. Stan Musial, the Hall of Famer, has joined us and you. As we get ready to go to the break, let's take you back. This is Stan Musial, 1961 against the San Francisco Giants. He comes to the plate. Harry Carey with the call.
Musial, the hitter, the bases are jammed. Now the windup. Here's the pitch. Swung, there she goes.
So there was Harry Carey with the call of the 9th career grand slam of Stan Musial. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about something Stan's involved in that we're involved in. We'll talk about that as we continue with more of you and Sports Byline.